The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You are... might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational,
entertainical, this is what we call Gentle Silverwing
Show. Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show. For the 6th of December, 2011, I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of fine armors, the fabricator of fudge, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show,
oh my God!
Hail and greetings, and I do not have a cat down my shirt this time.
Yay!
This time?
Yeah.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the you cannot log into the in-game chat channel. You can log on to our IRC chat channel at onlinegamingradio.com. Click the little bubble on the upper right-hand corner that says chat and join us in the chat room. We got a lot of people in the chat room today. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. And for those of you who haven't noticed by now, I have created the slash tag for Twitter, The Jethel Show. So if you want to comment or anything like that, what the heck, why not? With us this week, on this historic day in EverQuest 2, Linda Brass Carlson.
Let me just tell you that I have my helmet on, my biggest shield in front of me, and a 22-ounce bottle of beer at me side. I'm officially off shift, but I'm still checking emails, forums, Facebook. Keep throwing things, I don't mind. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing? A big day today over at Sony.
Huge day. Yeah, someone remind us never to try to launch three or four things at one time, eh?
I imagine you guys are going through quite a bit right now.
A lot going on. The biggest thing, of course, is the huge, and I mean, perhaps huger than we thought, free-to-play conversion for EverQuest 2. I mean, one of the biggest issues we've had. Look at this chat channel here. There's more people that's in there than at a typical football game. And, yeah. All right, so there are, I can't tell you how many accounts there are, but just think that since the game launched in 2004, all those people are being processed to free-to-play.
Wow. A sea of accounts.
That is a lot of people.
An ocean almost. Anyway, it's been interesting, and as we sit here, I'm at my desk. Domino brought me the most amazing dish of homemade trade-skilled macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
With sausage bits in it. So I'm going to have some now, and I'm going to have some for breakfast. Here I am at my desk at SOE. There's my fishies, there's my armor on the floor, and here's my beer. I'm set to go.
I'm watching forums,
watching Facebook, watching emails for updates.
And you're also in our chat channel, so if you have any... questions that we don't touch on, hey, wait a minute, why didn't Jethel ask this? You can go ahead and ask it in the chat channel. Now, please keep in mind that there are a lot of people in the chat channel right now, and we may miss something, so please feel free to repeat if if we didn't get it in there, I want to thank everyone.
So far, it's not going crazy.
Not yet. Not yet. All right, and as soon as there is a an update, say, like, the servers come up or something like that, we will certainly announce that live here.
We're watching it. We have a lot of people working on it at the moment.
On the hashtag for the show, is it The Jethel Show or Jethel Show?
It is The Jethel Show, so it's... Yeah, let me...
Hermit and Channel is asking.
There you go. Twitter, it is The Jethel Show. There we go. Or you can just do at Jethel. I'm not sure what the heck the at... What the hashtags are for, but hey, WWE is using them for conversations and stuff. So
it's sort of
hashtags are so that you can look things up based on the hashtag. So, for instance, when we have fanfare, we'll have a hashtag that's like SOE fanfare, something like that, or just hashtag SOE when we want to do that.
Okay, well. Yeah.
What? It's sort of like highlighting a word, a phrase, or a term.
That's
or
correct.
Something.
It's for searching things within Twitter, so you can search all the hashtags for things on The Jethel Show.
Well, there you go. Then just go ahead and use the hashtag The Jethel Show. And, yeah. Okay. So let's talk... Let's talk updates. Let's talk free-to-play.
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 It's rather interesting. Free-to-play, of course, is something that we wouldn't even have considered a few years ago, but it's become more and more of a topic of discussion in all of our forums. And, here we are going free-to-play. Of course, we had what amounts to a grand experiment with EverQuest 2 Extended, and it was working, and working well. And therefore, the decision was made that, we could probably make a living, make players happy, and most of all, bring back folks who no longer have the time or income to support a regular monthly subscription, as most people have been doing for years. So, it's all cool.
Yeah, I know our friend Saya had, on the Antonio Bell server, had announced earlier today that Tickled Pink, waiting for the... free-to-play to come on board, hasn't been able to play in a while. It's like, hey, now it's free-to-play. Let's get on there and reopen Saya's hammer.
Indeed. One of the things, of course, is that we've been seeing a lot of complaints from people saying, oh, well, if we go free-to-play, now I can only have two characters and I can't access my Karen Dirge and this sort of stuff. And so other people are finally responding going, well, so tell me, if you came back before and didn't want to pay any money for the game, how much could you access then? Nothing! Now you can at least access a whole lot of the game and unlimited. All of the levels are available. You're just restricted from classes, races. You can buy it a la carte if you want, a little piece at a time. So it's more like ordering off a buffet instead of a fixed menu. I kind of like that idea.
I like it. I like it. Of course, there are people such as myself who don't use alts. That would be Tickled Pink.
You never use alts?
Oh, he does too.
I have.
But he does not. He does not play alts, but he's used alts.
Well, I have Doofu and Cheez-It as alts, but I only have them made so no one else would take the name.
Oh, now me, I am an alt-aholic. I have so many alts. I mean, I'm the person that buys the extra character slots, you know. So when those first came on the market, I had to ask Dave. Dave, I said, so what's the upper limit on those? As many as you want, he says.
Oh.
So it's, I love it.
There you go, then.
Tomato says 9 alts here, all 90 crafters with shawls.
Wow.
Okay, dude, I need to hire you to do me crafting for me. Holy mackerel. That's insane.
And Iral is saying that they have 16 level 90 characters. Wow.
Host with 300 AAs. 18 characters! What is wrong with you? Okay, 16. I'm just jealous, is what I am.
Cromwell has 3 accounts.
Says they have 18.
That's pretty amazing.
Cromwell, 3 accounts with over 17 level 90s. Holy crap, wow.
Oh my god, you guys. Well, I mean, Jeff will do an alt song just for you guys.
Really? Have I heard that one?
It was released last week. Let me,
I didn't hear it then.
Okay, let me find it real quick, and we'll play it for the masses, since we're talking
Thank
about
you.
Alts. Let's see here, sort by date. I love alts, there we go. Okay, let's hear that song, just 1 second here.
Oh, I just don't know.
Alrighty, and that is the alt song. What'd you think?
That was really cool. Yeah, pretty much describes me life. I have an alt that actually works for a living.
Works for a living.
Oh, hey, you know, that Sony gig, I tell ya.
Nice.
Alright, so, yeah, interesting. As we were listening to that, I was perusing the forums again, because, of course, there's all the discussion going on about the update, and it's interesting how many people actually truly understand what it is we're going through. It's a ridiculously complex game, and I mean that in the best of ways, but it's, you know, there's two options. One is you delay the update till the damn thing is ready when you encounter issues, or you push it live way too early, and then you ruin the customer's experience, which, in my opinion, is worse.
Yep. So, I agree.
So I'd rather stand here with my shield and my armor and do what it takes to make sure that the game works properly.
I would certainly want it to go live correctly, rather than the Shadows of Luckland debacle.
Oh!
Oh, that was horrible.
That was a long time ago, lad.
But I
just
still
have a memory.
Oh, but I still remember it.
Burned into his cerebellum.
Like it was yesterday. Oh, the horrible Saga models. Oh, no.
Have another drink, Dufo. So, Torin from Antonia Bales asks a question here, and this is actually fairly common, so if you don't mind, I'll take it. I have a question regarding the new SC stipend for recurring accounts. If a recurring EQ2 sub gets 500 station cash a month, does a recurring station access account get a higher stipend? No, but they get the same stipend. Keep in mind that the station access thing is so ruddy cheap as it is. So they do get the same stipend, but they don't get higher.
Mm. At least you get a stipend, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not even sure if I could manage to spend 500 station cash in a month. I'm a stingy dwarf, you know.
I could. There's a lot of stuff on that marketplace I would like to get at this point, but I just ain't got it right now.
Well, I mean, look, you're giving away a ton of station cash tonight.
Yes,
didn't you ever think about keeping some of that for your own self?
No. These are not mine. These are not mine. And,
wow, you're an honorable elf. How often does that happen?
Matter of fact, Amy sent, Ashlane sent a maroon EQ2 Snuggie.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, you know how rare those things are.
Elkin wants that thing so bad, but
I won't.
They're so
warm. It's a prize.
It's a prize unless someone at Sony says, you know what, Elkin, you can have it.
Well, no, that's not right. But it's a prize. We're going to have to give that away. Before I go drool on it.
Keep it in the box long enough that people forget that it's
there.
We don't know what happened to that, hon. Do you know? And she's camped out on the couch in it.
Oh, I'm sure we gave it away to somebody at some point or another.
This Erisai named Crematorium on Antonia Bale server won it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll have to do a special contest for that one.
All right. Oh,
it is very nice, let me tell you.
Speaking of contests, we may as well go ahead and announce the winner of last week's Caption Cheez-It contest.
Can I say something about that one?
Yes.
I would like to say, and it's probably what you're going to say, what is it with you people and shoving stuff up Cheez-It's butt?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, I know we're warped, you know, we're degenerates, we're, you know...
In the very best sense of the word,
but, you know, but having Santa always want to put something up poor Cheez-It's bun, please.
Okay, Santa was standing behind Cheez-It in the picture with wide eyes going gasp. It doesn't mean that he was doing anything back there. Oh, God, we got, let me see, we got 11 entries to this thing, and more than half of them were really, really bad.
They were funny, but there was one that just made me bust out laughing. Sorry.
Okay, and who was that?
That happened to be one that Norkel sent in.
Okay, Norkel from the Antonia Bale server has just won 1,000 station cash.
Woo!
Yay!
You have to read the caption. I thought it was cute.
Okay.
And it made me laugh, and it's current too.
Okay, let me link copy image URL. Let me link this in the chat thing there. All right, there is the picture, so everyone can read it. With Rudolph out sick, what I'm trying to say is, cheese it with your fur so white. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? I'll even give you these Gnomus rocket boots that I picked up in another world. Strange trip that was. I swear I saw Chuck Norris and Mr. T.
Any slam on about like makes me laugh. I can't help it.
All right, and I left the winner of that up to Elquin. So if you disagree, send her hate mail.
Pass the buck.
I mean, we've got a bunch of degenerate listeners, and I love each and every one of you, but really, guys.
Okay, let's look at some of these. Let me see here.
Oh, my God. And while you're looking at those, I got to answer another question here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mib has asked here, so can we ask about what's up with half our characters being locked when we got subs? Keep in mind that when the servers are not up, they are not returning accurate stats. They're going to tell you your account is wrong. They're going to tell you that the number of character slots you got is wrong. It's not correct. And unfortunately, I mean, you know, if I had to do it over again, I'd say shut the darn login servers down because it's just confusing people.
Mm-hmm.
But when things come back online, you will see that everything is absolutely correct. Now, on the off chance that there is something wrong with your slot, or if you think you're missing a character slot, or your Karen somehow is missing part of his anatomy, whatever it is, contact customer service and they will sort you out. They're going to be ready, willing, and able as soon as the servers come up.
Right.
So don't worry about what it shows you on the character select screen. It's wrong.
Don't freak out over anything just yet.
Not yet. Later.
We do enough freaking out around here as it is.
Right, sorry. Okay, so what's the next one?
So Citadelli wants to know what you're doing with his Karen. What are you doing with my Karen?
Contact customer service when they go back.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of the really, really wrong captions that we did for the Cheez-It thing here. We got one here from Clorny from the Befallen server, who is in the chat channel, I believe.
You're going to name them? Maybe they don't want to be named.
Hey, they're named on the site. They're named on the site.
That's true.
Said, Cheez-It, the Nameless has found favor in you. The last day of Frostfell, you will give birth to the savior of Norath. He will lead Norath to a new golden age. And also, he's an ogre, so you might want to prepare yourself.
Wow.
Okay, now that's more of something coming out of Cheez-It's butt than going in.
Oh, God. I thought Cheez-It was a guy.
He is!
Yeah. All right, it'll definitely be a virgin birth then.
And I think this was the first submission. Drop your coat and grab your shoes. Gonna show you where the ho-hos go.
Oh, God. Where do you get these people?
I don't know. I know our fans are kind of weird and whatnot, but wow. So, yes. Norkel on the Antonia Bales server, congratulations. And I believe I can just scratch off the back of one of these cards and like send the code by in-game mail or something like that. See, I like that. That means I don't have to pay postage.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so let's see here. So let's go ahead and announce the new caption contest that went live today at kithacore.org. You will see holiday contest number 2. This time, it's Santa Claus reading Doofoo's Christmas list. And Doofoo doesn't look too happy about it. Santa Claus is saying something to Doofoo. What is he saying? Well, that's up to you. We're going to be running that from today till next Monday, the 12th. And then Elquin and I will make a decision on who is the winner, and we will announce it next week on the air, as we just did for last week's. And we are going to continue this all month long, because we have station cash, it is the holiday season, and damn it, we're feeling generous. I don't think anyone's going to complain about it. Oh my God, they're giving away station cash, how could they? You'll love it, and you know it. So go ahead and... I'll tell you the mistake that some people did. Don't just leave a comment with your caption, you gotta caption the image. Download it, use MS Paint, Photoshop, Paint.pro, whatever you're gonna use, and then either send it to me at demon@kithagore.org, or you can reply with a comment, and you are allowed to upload images to the comment area. So go ahead and do that, and I'll add it to the page. So there we go. New contest has started.
Grand.
Do we have any birthdays this week?
We have a ton of birthdays this week, actually.
If I have a birthday this week, do I get station cash?
I don't have that many station cash cards.
Oh, I was going to be reborn for the purpose of
Okay, so let's see here. A lot of these people, I don't know who you are in-game, and the only way I know you is on my list on Facebook. So we have Lee Shapiro this week. Sashin SOE, so I'm assuming that is someone who works at SOE. S-A-C-C-H-A-N. Sashin, something like that.
Sashin, yeah, that sounds about right.
Guide Stardoz.
Oh.
Is this week. And we also have Ridolane Kirkwall, who is this week. And very special birthday this week, everyone's favorite little gnome, Santania, whose birthday is in 2 days. We love Santania, little kitty. So for you people, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
Alrighty, congratulations on living another year, folks.
Always an accomplishment.
Oh, yes. Alright, so let's see. So we had those birthdays. No one dead of consequence that I know of.
Abe Vigoda's still alive?
Abe Vigoda is still alive. I checked earlier today.
Good, good. That's always good.
Always a good thing. The way I figure it, when Abe Vigoda dies, comedy dies.
The world comes to an end.
Could be. Frostfell will be here as soon as the servers come up.
No. Right. Really?
Yes.
Yes.
We have a new expansion and Frostfell?
And Frostfell.
And, yeah, and the game update for Freeport Reborn. There's a lot of stuff going live.
The game update and the
come
new...
Come on now. An update doesn't take this long if you're just pushing one little thing up, right?
And that's not all. New Hollis City Festival.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's also going on right now until tomorrow, anyway.
That's correct.
Or with today being out, perhaps Sony will delay it a day. I don't know, but we shall find out.
There's going to be so much stuff to do. Nobody will have time to make a Beast Lord.
Oh, I'm sure people are going to be making Beast Lords. Matter of fact,
For me, I can't decide if I'm going to make a Beast Lord first or build me first pub crawl dungeon. I might have to make a Beast Lord and use it to build my dungeon. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put kitty ears on and everything.
So you're going to make a dungeon that looks like a pub?
Damn skippy.
I like it.
It's going to be sort of like your goal is going to be to steal me magical kegs of ale.
Hoo hoo hoo.
So, now, of course, there's so many items to be put into these dungeons that I think it's going to take me, like, months to collect up all of the ways you can get them through questing, through the marketplace, through crafting. There's so much stuff you can stick in a dungeon, so I don't even know how to go about it yet, and that's the exciting part. I've been too busy to play in beta, if you can imagine that. I've had the beta access for ages. Did I have time? No.
Oh,
so it's going to be really, really exciting and new for me.
I got to get in there and make a few dungeons and play with them. Mine were hell.
Now, hell as in they killed everyone who came into contact with them, or hell as in it was such a cakewalk you shouldn't have bothered?
Oh, no, I had a whole room of skellies all wandering around. Mm. It was nothing but a mob. But I tried to pace them out, so if... I didn't get a chance to actually test it, but I tried to pace them out that you could probably pull them singly. If you were good, you could probably pull these suckers singly. But when you looked in this room, that's all you saw was skellies walking back and forth. It's terrible as hell.
And that's something that I think Sony really got weird with. Ratongas get cat pets, warders.
Isn't that awesome?
I thought it was kind
of... My little Ratonga Shadow Knight's going to have a hell of a good time with that, I tell ya. I can hardly wait.
Well, that's their starting pet. I mean, at level 10, I believe, it opens up, and then you can tame other animals.
Let's see, I do have a question here from Clarny on the Oasis server, who wants to know if there are any new playgrounds for the 90s, or is there just no new content?
Oh, sorry, what was that again?
Wanting to know if there were any new high-leveled areas.
Other than the fact that Freeport itself offers new content for people of all ages, no, there's no new zones as such, unless you count Elquin Jenna's hellish dungeon.
The
I mean,
dungeon
that's what
of
you should
doom.
Really have. I mean, instead of kiting Elquin, it's going to be beat Elquin's dungeon.
There you go. And I do have to say, I am someone who likes screwing around with files and stuff like that.
No!
Yes!
I've seen your beating up computers. I know what you do with technology.
And you've heard my skits and stuff, so you know I love playing around with the EQ2 sounds.
Dangerous, well, man.
I found some stuff.
You did?
Oh, I bet you did!
So let's see here. I found... gaming sounds, EQ2... shoot. Where am I going to find it now? There's a whole mess of stuff for Lucan.
Really?
All new voiceovers for Lucans. So let's see. Let me play some of these.
Be vigilant. As always, the pathetic Queen of Kinos has sent her spies to undermine our efforts. But the weak-willed Kinosians are no match for the iron strength of Freeport.
So, do you guys get Christopher Lee again?
Nah, isn't that one of the ones voice. That come off of his statues?
Yeah, but it's new stuff.
Well, you know, I don't believe that we actually did any new voiceovers, but I suspect that when they originally did the game, and I can find this out for you, I'll chase somebody down tomorrow to ask, but I suspect that they had him do a lot of different stuff.
And they probably didn't use it all.
That's what I'm thinking. But let me find that out for you, because I can certainly figure that out.
All right. Tomaho would like to know...
That's tomato.
Tomato, sorry.
I see that. How come some people are getting pre-ordered AOD receipts for $59.99 and some for $49.99?
Hmm.
I don't know. That's a good question for accounts and billing. I would contact customer service to find out.
Uh-huh. All right, then.
I think it's because we don't like some of you as much as the other guys.
Yeah, the hell
have you ever offended me? If you've offended me, it's definitely higher priced.
I made sure to buy her an ale at Fanfare. I offered a back rub, but she said some troll would beat me up.
Yeah, see, look, Angelicoria answers part of it. You see, you got some places ran sales on it as well.
Ah, there we go.
So, you know, and then, of course, there are conversions and stuff. Oh, I never said I was good at math. And I, Chedorilla has it right, don't you, Chedorilla? Fanfare attendee equals free.
Yes.
I mean, that was a great deal. Holy mackerel. That's
collector's
why I'm not aware
edition
of what the price
free.
Is, because I was at Fanfare, right? I was pretty sure I was at Fanfare.
Oh, you were, and I was up on I was on stage with
we
you.
We have you on video.
I was on stage with you. I saw you.
That was a grand time. Oh, so, Gentle, did you see me note the other day?
Hmm?
We were just doing the town hall video and having a great time, and we showed some stuff from Fanfare internally to the company as we were having our meeting, and AV was saying that, you know, we should get together with that Gentle guy and do some collaborative something-something for Fanfare next year.
I think
you wouldn't turn that down, would you?
I would not turn that down. My only concern would be, I kind of promised my family I'd go see them this year. I haven't seen my family in 7 years.
And when do you need to go see them?
I was thinking, no, nowhere near the time of Fanfare, but...
Well, let's see what we could do. Maybe we could take up a collection or something. Maybe I can turn in all of these beer bottles that are empty around my desk and put that towards your transportation. We'll figure something out.
God, you've got to have a lot of beer bottles.
You
wait
have
a minute, I'm
talking. No idea, lad. No idea.
I'm talking about brass here. She could probably fly us all out. I'm being told here that family is overrated. Now, you know, sadly, I have to say my little brother is taking my absence a little harder than the rest of the family. We were very close.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's not doing, you know, apparently he actually broke down. Because he misses me. And he doesn't have a phone, so I haven't been able to call him or anything. Oh, let me see here. I'm being asked by Jujubee. Let's see here. Could you ask Brass, of all the expansions and wholesale buying of beer for the co-workers, which expansion has had the largest quantity? Quantity of what? Beer? Of all the expansions and wholesale buying of beer for workers, which expansion has had the best and largest quantity? I'm not sure if talking beer or quantity of people? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
GGB, if you can elaborate on that, that'd be great.
I do know that Destiny of Velius was one of our biggest sellers ever.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as big as the first expansion that we had after launch, Ruins of Kunark, but I know that it's been tremendously popular, and it's still selling now because there's so much content associated with it, including the upcoming Velius content that we'll be seeing throughout next year, which is included with the Destiny of Velius expansion. As far as quantity of beer consumed, I'm here to tell you that by the time we finish this show, I will have consumed more beer for this one.
Excellent. And yes, GGB confirmed that it was beer she was talking about, he or she was talking about. So, quantity
of ale.
Quantity ale, definitely this one. It's been a really long day, simply because of the volume of stuff that we're pushing out.
Let's see here. I do see another question here from Ural. Is there any budget for advertising free-to-play, like on Zam? Like on Zam, or maybe Shudder TV? Or TV?
Actually, there's a fair bit of advertising going out with EQ2, and if you might notice, before, of course, the website's not up at the moment, but we've had Isilith posting recaps of all of the coverage that we've had from the various fan sites and gaming sites around, and that's worth its weight in gold. It's actually better than straight-up advertising, because people are more likely to read when there is content associated with it. So we took these people on detailed beta tours and got some tremendous feedback, so we've been advertising like crazy. Also, a lot of people think that television advertising is where it's at. I can tell you that it kind of is for our kids' titles, but for adult titles, not so much. When's the last time you really paid attention to television advertising, right?
Not really. I mean,
so we do a lot more on websites, and you might not see it because we're able now to target advertising better so that it's taken to people who are not necessarily playing the game yet.
I have been noticing free-to-play ads for DC Universe playing during WWE shows.
Aye. Well, that's because it's the right market, right? Every one of our games has a different style of player base, and you have to go to where the people are. We have analytics, really detailed ones, which show which advertising programs are effective and which aren't, where they're coming from, what the rate of conversion is, all of that. So let me tell you, we're much smarter in where we throw the dollars these days.
I mean, I've been saying for years I would love to see an EverQuest 2 ad on TV again. But yeah, I can understand why they're not. I mean, who the hell watches ads anymore?
Well, it's horribly expensive. And we can do it, you know, occasionally. As you might recall, we had one ad for DCUO during the Super Bowl, and it certainly wasn't in the finals last year, but in the playoffs for the NFL. And so expensive, so expensive. You can afford to do it like one off or something. And we do Saturday morning cartoon advertising for Free Realms and obviously Clone Wars Adventures because the television series is on there. But it's not as effective for the mainstream MMOs.
Okay, Clorny asks, when is SOE going to get off its duff and make the EverQuest 2 comic? Cartoon, I guess.
You mean like a static web comic, or do you mean like, animated cartoon?
Like an anime.
Well, as soon as you all find some people who are really talented at that animation type stuff and get working on it, you know, machinima type things.
Right.
The best example I can think of right now is the stuff that Jethel and Elquin make, the music videos with the incredible imagery and stuff like that. We'd love to see that. I mean, I would sponsor a contest with that.
There used to be a show on G4 called Portal. Of course, there is one now, but it's not the same thing. It was called Portal, and it was basically a drama that was set across all different gaming worlds. This is back when, like, Dark Age of Camelot had just come out. So they were bouncing back toward Dark Age of Camelot. It was based in EverQuest 1.
Sure.
And, you know, they had a nice drama going on, a nice little sitcom, and they got canceled after a while, but...
Uh-huh.
I can see something.
It's hard
like
to keep stuff like that going. And then you get people who do this sort of thing independently, like you do, or the guy, I can't even remember his name, but he does a machinima series called Gordon Freeman's Mind. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
Really great stuff. Most of that stuff tends to be done by fans for the love of what they're doing. And we just don't have the expertise within the company to do that. It's just not feasible. What we do have is three people on our AV team who make miracles happen.
Right.
But they don't do anime and that sort of thing. All right, so I have an update for you.
Okay.
I'm going to read this directly from what I'm about to post on the forums. This is the closest to a news scoop you've ever had, isn't it? Okay,
yes.
Let me just add me signature to the bottom. Your faithful dwarf Brass. And I'll leave off the part that says, please don't kill me. All right, so for the last 2 hours, we've been analyzing the state of the patch and the state of the data uploading and the state of what we still need to accomplish. And so let me read exactly what I'm about to post to the EQ2 forums. It says, ladies and gentlemen, friends and trolls, we've just evaluated the status of the current update and have come to the conclusion that we can either unlock servers and risk broken content or ensure that we provide the best experience possible and delay the update to tomorrow morning. We have to do it right for all of you and for all of us. So please bear with us, relax overnight, and let us sorte into the new day together. We'll be in office at 7 a.m. PST. Now, when I say that, let me just put community, because let me tell you, there's people who are going to be here all night. Community will be, you're even hearing this as I'm writing it. Community will be in office at 7 a.m. PST and will immediately review status and give you all an update. We're aiming for morning and working as hard as we possibly can.
All
your
right.
Faithful dwarf, Brass.
Okay, I would much rather you guys delay it and have it come up correct.
Yeah, I think that's an agreement.
That is the final result that we came to, and this involved everybody from the dev team, platform, customer service, and Smed himself, all putting into this decision saying, we have to do it right. You don't get a second chance, and why
right.
push it up live to make people happy when it's just going to make them unhappy as a result?
Mm-hmm.
So there
mm-hmm.
you are, folks. Really, really sorry about that, and, you know, thank you for your ongoing support. You know, we wouldn't be putting in this kind of overtime if we didn't truly care. And I like, you know, one part of our mission statement is that we are gamers making games. We know what you're going through. It's difficult times for all. So, all right. And that's now going up on Facebook as well. And you heard it first on the Jethel Show. Thanks very much for having me on tonight. It's been a really rough day, but I love the chance to sit here and relax with you guys and all the players. Man, you just make it so that I miss going to fanfare so much. The worst thing about fanfare is the fact that it ends.
Yep.
So yeah, the forums stay up. Obviously, Facebook stays up. And yeah, really sorry that we couldn't get it done tonight, but we have to do it right.
Well, I completely understand. I mean, yes, I would have loved to have gone in, checked out the new content, get going on Frostfell and stuff, but you know what? Do it right.
Indeed. That's what we'd like to do. Now, Frostfell itself, I mean, that is really one of our biggest features of the year. It's really a toss-up between whether the Halloween events or the holiday events are more popular, but Neck and neck all the time. Oh, look at that. Thank you. Asking me to give the team some love and Monster, Red Bull, and coffee. I suspect we're almost out of Monster and Red Bull, so thank you very much for that. and Tomato. Look, dude, it says get rid of the smoke jumper and put Brass in charge. You have no idea how hard that man works. He makes me look like a pansy, let me tell you. I'll never tell him that to his face, but no one cares more about the game than that man. Okay, so let's talk about Frostfell a little bit.
All right.
As you know, Nathan McCall, he would normally have loved to be on the show, but he's one of those guys working his butt off on this sort of thing.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So Frostfell is the time of year that, of course, it goes out over the Christmas holidays. So it's always traditionally, because Eric, my husband Eric and I, we play a lot of different games. You know, he's a ranger, so he likes to die in many, many different ways. But traditionally, Frostfell is when we come back to EQ2. And we always have such a good time, and for this purpose, we generally create alts, because it's such a fun thing for alts to play through. So the new features, of course, is that, of course, Thurgoden Harbor, you don't have to go that far afield anymore. Thurgoden is participating, as you know.
Excellent.
And Freeport is going to be fully decorated for this. Now, let me tell you, during the press tours when we were talking about Freeport Reborn, we had to make sure that all the candy canes and stuff was shut off, because that just would seem kind of weird, right? You know.
So What the hell happened to Lugan? He's got everything all decked out in candy canes.
It's the Percocet or something that guy's on, you know? Oh, man. And, right, and so, of course, there's the new trade skill holiday-themed dungeon. I can hardly wait to try that. And
ooh,
you can access that from the Frostfell Wonderland Village. You know, the problem is, who's going to have time to play their Beast Lord, do all of Frostfell, and build dungeons at the same time? I'm going to have to quit me job or take a leave of absence. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call in sick as soon as this update goes live.
Wait a minute, you work there. They don't let you play the game at your desk? It's quality control, man.
Time. Have you looked at how many games this company runs? Are you kidding me? I'd love to.
All right, so what about this new trade skill instance? Tell us about that.
A little Frostfell going on.
You know what? I haven't been in it.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I bet Elquin could tell us more than I can tell about it. Have you been in it, Elquin? I know that you were in the beta.
No, I was too busy testing the Beast Lords.
See?
0 to 90.
All right.
I was checking out the mercenaries. I can tell you about the mercenaries, I can tell you about Beast Lords, and I can tell you about the Dungeon Maker.
Right.
Well, I can tell you as well that if you want to know anything about anything to do with trade skill, and you go to Naomi Denmother's site, right, EQ2 Traders, and she's going to have all sorts of information up there. She was just itching to post it as soon as the NDA came down, so I'm sure that they'll have lots of stuff there.
Okay,
I know that there's definitely new house items that are available as well, new crafting books available that you can make interesting things for all your friends.
Now, let's just address this. MIB_6167MC, of course, that is a randomly generated name from the chat server.
Oh, is that what those are? I thought, they must be Star Wars Galaxies players.
Those are our randomly generated characters. How does Brass have time to chat with us when she should be working on patches?
When he should be working on patches. He called her
first,
he?
First, I'm a she. Second of all, you don't want me programming. All right, my job is to talk to players to ensure that people aren't being asshats on the forums. I can say that on here, right? You're not going to ban me for saying that. We might on the forums.
Of course not.
But there's that, there's the communication, there's the coordination of articles, the assisting and coordination of all of the things that the community team does, including events, promotions, webcasts, podcasts, all of that stuff. That's what we do here. You do not want me anywhere near a string of code. If I tried to help with getting this patch out any more than I'm doing now, things would go very badly. We wouldn't have a patch for like 3 months. Telling you.
Okay, so let's see here. Siamese from the Antonia Bale server posted a question at kithacore.org. See, she says here, something I wanted desperately to interpret to Sony was my idea for incorporating free-to-play unlocks into the current veteran award tables. For example, 1-year award would be a free bag slot. Year 2 would be another free bank slot. Year 3, a free character slot. Stuff like that. So, just reward content for those players that have been around for a while, even if they are doing the free-to-play.
There's a lot of things that are still going into effect for veterans and that sort of stuff. Keep in mind that just because we're going free-to-play does not mean that we're halting content. The only way to keep people playing games, even if they're free-to-play, is to continue putting in good content. So you're going to get all of that. As far as the specifics go, things that you specifically want the game team to do, to be perfectly honest, the best place to post that sort of stuff is in the forum feedback threads. You have no idea how much time we spend on there scouring the forums for good ideas and feedback and what people really want and that sort of thing.
Alright, to Kotu, I hope I'm not butchering that too badly, wants to know, does that mean with them not coming up tonight? Will the server not go down tomorrow?
Because we've already said that there's a hotfix going. Yeah, that's going to be put through at the same time.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they're not one after the other. No, they should be able to put them through at the same time, from what I hear.
We got another person here asking, how many hours have you been at the computer today?
Well, I got up at 4 o'clock this morning so that I could milk the goats, feed the cats, chickens, dogs, ferret, snakes, lizards, and drive-in. My husband and I got here shortly after 5 a.m. He works for Platform QA. You know those guys who actually do handle the stuff that makes the updates go live. So he's been working ever since, and we're probably going to get a little bit of sleep tonight and then come in again real early tomorrow. No. Milk the goats, Rijaki. We don't milk the dogs.
Oh, dogs. I just received a message.
Yes, they're definitely kicking snakes. Best kind.
I just received a message from Nathan McCall, who plays... Oh, how do you pronounce the name? Kaltheen?
Kaytheel,
I'm sorry. That's right, Kaltheen is from Zam, I'm sorry. Kaytheel comments that we see that we were able to grab the brass ring. And that he filled you in with a whole bunch of info that we can squeeze out of you.
He did indeed, and... You know, the new features, we've already gone through some of them. Of course, I don't know if you've seen the Candy Grab competition where you run through common lands in Antonica. We've seen something similar in the past, but never for Frostfell before. That's going to be lots of fun for those of us who like to be fast and grabbing things from underneath other people's noses. Not that I ever do that.
Well, time for me to hit my achievement mirror and reload my 95.8% run speed.
His smoke comes out of his little wooden butt, too.
I can just imagine. So anyway, and then of course there's all the returning features. Everyone will get an in-game mail to let people know that the event is active so that you can get more competition for the Candy Grab race.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be raiding the Gifty Storehouse as usual. All of your favorite quests are back from previous years. Frostfell Favor, Giggle Jibber's Work is Never Done, the Feeling Gifty quests, and of course the classic house items are coming back too. It's interesting because you always see a glut of these after Frostfell is over, and then by the time the next Frostfell runs around, they're out of all the cool stuff on the marketplace again, mm-hmm. on the auction house.
Some people on channel are asking, what's in the welcome backpack?
I guess you'll have to see, won't you? There's a lot of debate about that, but what they wanted to do is, for all of the free players coming in, and for all of the people who maybe haven't played EQ2 since, I don't know, 2004, you'll be able to claim these welcome packs on your characters, and they'll have, you know, like a couple of, I don't know about res scrolls. EQ2 extras? Yeah, you'll be able to keep anything you had from before the update. You just can't buy the new ones on the marketplace. Anyway, going back to the welcome pack, you'll get a little bit of, I suspect, because I don't know, it's not confirmed, but you'll probably get a container of some type, you know, like a backpack to give you a good start,
mm-hmm.
and probably something along the lines of XP potions, that sort of thing. Just to give people a bit of a head start over just starting all over again, because I think a lot of people will want to start with a brand new level 1 character. Let's face it, the new starting zones for people are a whole lot better than what we had when we first started the game. You probably remember those days well, I certainly do.
Oh yes.
Long time to even get to level 10 back then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do have a message here from Angela Coria from the Antonioville server. Would like you to IM them directly because apparently they want to send you some cookies.
Really?
So I'll let you deal with that on your own there.
Alright.
Tell you what, it's almost 8 o'clock. You know what I think it's time for?
A music break?
It is time for a music break, and then when we come back, we'll be playing Kiting Eloquent.
Ooh, terrific!
The 10 questions of doom, where you, the listener, can win the item. You know what? I think we might do that. We might do that before the music break. Let me load that up. Hold on a second. I had it. I just removed it because I thought we were going to do the music break. You know what? I think we're going to do it first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's see here. Get that there. And this one here. There we go. And now it's time to play Kiting Eloquent.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Eloquent right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
All right, it is time to play Kiting Eloquent here on the Gentle Silverwing Show. 10 questions of doom. Here's how we play. I got 10 questions I'm going to be asking Eloquent. And let's say, for example, she gets 5 questions correctly. Now, normally I would have people send me a private tell in-game, but what we'll do here, since we're in the public IRC chat, if she gets 5 correct, the 5th person to just say Jethel in the
IRC channel.
In the IRC channel will win a random prize from the SOE swag box. Are you ready, Eloquent?
I guess.
Okay, now we have, as usual, some questions that are easy, some questions that are tough. Perhaps a few you're just not going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Whoop. Shoot, I'm not ready. Hold on a second. Why do I always do this? I gotta make up a list, 1 through 10, and mark off whether or not you get it right. Where's my pencil? There
you go. Get the crayon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, question 1. Age of Discovery is EverQuest 2's what number expansion?
Oh, God. Brass is going to shoot me because I won't.
No, who the hell remembers? Look, we've put so many expansions out for this game and even more for EQ.
I don't know why.
You have to take a guess.
I think 7.
Oh, wrong.
I was
sorry.
One off.
All right.
Look at these people are all laughing in the IRC chat.
Hey.
But they've got access to Google, right?
I'm not allowed.
People in the chat.
See?
People in the chat channel, please do not help her.
No, that was coming up in afterwards.
Do not help her. Okay, the Beast Lord makes how many current playable classes?
How many?
How many playable classes, including the Beast Lord?
Okay, hang on a second.
You can take a wild guess, or perhaps you can ask help from Brass.
Brass?
What?
Oof.
You're asking me? Well, you see, I'm still lobbying for the beer drink in the war class. I mean, I would be brilliant at it. Could you imagine? You go into this sort of berserk amazingness the more alcohol you imbibe, but 25.
25? I go with 25.
That is correct, 25.
There's 24 before Beast Lords. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of classes.
All right, number 3.
Look, I have a question.
Okay.
Number 2A.
Okay.
Will Beast Lords be OP? Predict now.
OP?
What's OP?
Yes. Oh, come on. Haven't you ever been to the forums? You know how Shadow Knights are OP? That goes all
overpowered?
Overpowered. Yes, they will be. I will say yes.
I think it depends
absolutely.
On whether they have the duck or not.
The duck.
I seem to think they are going to be a little bit.
I'm going to say yes.
Let's find out.
Okay.
I mean, you know that the truth is that half the people are saying, oh my god, they're overpowered, and the rest will say, no, they're so underpowered, yippity, I might as well shoot myself as soon as play this class. Anyway, sorry, question number 3.
Number 3, true or false, a beaver can hold its breath for 45 minutes.
True.
Okay, number four. Name the only animal that can't jump.
It's snake.
Sorry.
Yeah, have you seen a snake jump lately?
Well, they kick. Well,
they kick, but they don't jump. Snake. I've never seen a jumping snake kick you. No, it's kicking snake. Okay.
Armadillo.
White gun. Good one from the IRC.
Now, out of all the ones that they're saying here, it's probably a duck. I mean, a turtle. Turtles probably don't jump. Okay, but anyway, keep going.
Moving on. Armadillos.
Are you not going to tell us the right answer?
I will afterwards.
After.
Armadillos.
Armadillos, possums, and sloths do 80% of their lives doing what?
Sleeping.
Correct. The state motto of New Hampshire is live free or what?
Die.
Correct.
I like the way she said die.
Die!
Die! Hey, they mean that motto too.
Damn right. Lady Gaga got her name from the song Radio Gaga by what band?
Oh, jeez. I don't know, Stone Temple Pilots?
Wrong.
I'm just making stabs at some of these, okay?
What candy claims to melt in your mouth but not in your hands?
M&M's.
Correct. See, number nine. What holiday stable can make you have blurred vision, abdominal pain, or even death?
Fruitcake.
Funny, but
best
wrong.
Answer ever. I'm pretty sure it's true, even if it's not the answer that Jethel has.
Funny, but incorrect. Sorry. Mischievous comic book boy, Calvin, had a stuffed tiger named what?
Hobbs.
Correct.
You see, now they're jumping the gun in channel. Do you see this? You guys, stop that. You don't do... No calling. I tell you what, I will give the phrase that you guys are going to have to type out instead of just Jethel. This is not going to work.
No. I've already started, and I marked on my screen where I when I said it. Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and the sixth person, now it may not appear the same on your screen.
Okay.
Due to lag or whatever.
Or because Jessel cheats.
No. Just because of lag.
I can run upstairs and look if I have to.
But the sixth, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth person is Darky on my screen.
Yeah, looks like people have agreed with that.
Looks like Darky. Darky, I want you to send your real address, your real-life mailing address, to... Let me write this in here. Demon?
Now, he was saying if I got 5 correct, as an example.
As an example. But she actually got 6 correct. So, Darky, send your real-life mailing address to demon@kithacore.org, and I will send you an item from the swag box. Now, let's go ahead and go over those questions. Up here. Okay, let's see. Age of Discovery was the 8th expansion. The Beast Lord makes 25. A badger can hold
you forgot
spot.
2A.
Oh. Yes,
think,
the Beast
think,
Lord
honestly,
will be majorly overpowered.
A lot of people are going to feel that the Beast Lord is overpowered when you're soloing up to a point. And then you're going to realize you're not overpowered. So anyway, that's right, my
next.
Idea.
I'm really looking forward to finding out for myself so that I can get involved in those arguments.
All right. So,
on my play account, of course.
So it's true, a beaver can hold its breath for 45 minutes. Number four, the only animal that cannot jump is an elephant.
Elephant?
An elephant cannot jump. They're too heavy.
I've never seen a snake jump. Have you seen a snake?
I have seen a snake.
They can sort of jump. They're pretty.
They can leave the ground.
When they're excitable, they can raise themselves off the ground. Now a turtle,
like,
on the other hand,
anything.
A turtle. Have you ever seen a turtle or a Galapagos tortoise jump?
No, but I'm sorry. That's just I went to a site called Weird Animal Facts.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going with.
But I guess if an elephant did jump, you would know it.
It would probably break its legs on the way down. Okay, armadillos, possums, and sloths spend 80% of their lives sleeping, yes. The state motto of New Hampshire, live free or die. I love the, I can't remember the name of the comedian, but he was going over weird state mottos like, you know, Oklahoma is okay. Well, gee, John, sorry, Oklahoma doesn't suck, ain't gonna cut it this year. Yeah. And then we get to New Hampshire, live free or die! Yeah, we all know what they feel about freedom there. So, let's see, Lady Gaga got her name from the song Radio Gaga by Queen.
By Queen?
Queen. All we hear is Radio Gaga. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that was the name of that one.
M&M's claim to melt in your mouth but not in your hands, but I say they just haven't been hot enough. let's see, the
you
holiday...
put them in a sweaty two-year-old's palm for half an hour and they will be all over. Anyway, yes.
Well, you know what, though? The slogan used to be, the chocolate wouldn't melt in your the chocolate wouldn't melt in your hands. That's because the candy would.
Yes.
The shell.
Yes.
But they changed that. Okay, the holiday stable that can give you blurred vision, abdominal pain, or death, mistletoe.
Oh.
Mistletoe
what did you call
is
it? A holiday what?
Stable.
Staple.
Staple, yes.
Well, I think of staples, I think of like... It, bread and milk and eggs. Those are staples.
I didn't say food.
Yeah, but did
mistletoe is a holiday staple. I'm sorry. So is garland.
Yep.
So is tinsel.
I would call those holiday decorations.
But mistletoe is a live plant, and it is poisonous.
Quiet.
Spoiled
Don't
eggnog.
Don't ask me how I know.
Spoiled eggnog. There we go.
No, I like mine. I like mine fruitcake.
And, of course, the comic book character who had a stuffed tiger named Hobbs. Yes, was Calvin.
That's almost cheating.
Well, because we have a cat named Hobbs?
Yes.
And I posted 2 days ago on my Facebook page the Calvin and Hobbs thing. I love that comic, by the way. It's a picture of Calvin as an adult with Hobbs walking away with Calvin's daughter.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that. I'll have to go search your page.
And the caption is, don't give up your imaginary friends. Pass them to your children.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Now, our Bengal cat is named Hobbs.
And he is a monster from hell!
No, he isn't.
You try to hold him against his will. Get there, kitty! Get up on my arms!
He's not a cuddle kitty.
He is not a cuddle kitty
He's
at
a
all.
He's a pelter and a stalker, and he will lay next to you or something, as long as you don't try to cuddle him.
Mm-hmm.
But... anyway, keep going. Was that it?
No, that's it. That is the 10 questions of doom. And now, we will take a music break. And while we're doing the music break here, guess what, folks? It's a brand new song. I have a new song going country this time. Going back to my roots in country.
This one made me laugh.
That is how I knew I wanted to... You know, I told you last week, the thing that has been missing from my parodies lately is you busting up laughing.
I can't help it. It either strikes my funny bone or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say the song's bad. I like your songs. But this one tickled my funny.
All right. So we're going to listen to the brand new song, Brand New Paladin. And also throwing in some of my Frostville songs. We're going to be back in about 10 minutes.
Well, I guess I should have known by now this tank is starting to stink. So I faked a yawn and stretched, hoping he'd take the hint. He said it must be getting late. He waved goodbye and left the group. Then I sat for a minute, watched him camp, and I did what anyone would do. I got a brand new paladin. Come on, my kid, and we grew up again. Trying hard to save my weekend. We spent the whole night being undefeated. We went the extra mile, slaying dragons, killing giants. We ain't afraid of nothing. That shiny armor's really something. It's like the sun's bright shining. I got a brand new paladin. He waits until my sniper shot is up. He pulls and turns the targets back to us.
He stops to pet and feed a young deer. Says to pick up shinies while the coast is clear. When we get jumped, he takes them out. Hails NPCs when they come around. When I start lagging, he'll hang around.
It makes me want to shout.
I've got a brand new Pelican. He's not afraid to take it on the chin.
Folks, I just got handed a note from the birthday trolls. Can you believe this?
They're going on strike?
No. I got a note from the birthday trolls. They have come out with a Frostfell song.
Really?
They did. Brass, do you want to hear this?
Oh, definitely.
All right. They didn't tell me what it was, but here's the birthday trolls with a new Frostfell song. Dave, we got a while to go, and you know what? Last year, Cheez-It got a visit from Father Frostfell. He did.
Really?
And the tape was rolling. Shall we take a listen to the conversation between Cheez-It and Father Frostfell?
Definitely. It's got to be good. Please tell me it doesn't end with... never mind.
Oh, ho, ho.
Let's hear it.
Nothing up Cheez-It's butt. Hold on just a second.
Oh, man. I've been a good little Rotunga this year. Santa Claus gotta give me some nice Frostfell presents. Oh, all right, let's get these cookies out of the oven. leaving Santa Claus some nice fresh cookies and milk this year. Oh, I dropped one. Well, it still looks good. I'm not going to leave that for Santa, though. I better take... Oh, that's good. All right, let's just... I better taste test the next one. That's good. Okay, now glass of milk. There we go. And, I better taste this one over here. It looks like it might be a little overdone. Ooh, that was good. Oh, I'm not sure about this one, though. Yeah, that one was pretty good. I probably should have left. This one, the icing's not quite right on it. Well, one more can't hurt. All right, now they're all set for... I ate all the cookies! Oh, it's almost midnight! There's no time to make it... No!
Jeez it! I got your note that you're gonna be leaving me a big plate of Frostbell cookie... Cheez-It?
I'm sorry! I couldn't help myself!
Cheez-It!
Oh, please! Give me presents! I want presents!
Get off my leg!
Please! Please! I've been so good this year!
Why, Cheez-It? Don't you know what Frostbell is all about?
Presents? No, wait! Cookies! That's it! Cookies!
No! The true spirit of Frostbell isn't in presents under the tree,
Stop.
Or in carefully hung stockings by the fire. Those are particularly nice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. No, my little Rotonga. The spirit of Frostbell is in the caring and love of others. Sure, the presents are pretty sweet, but it's in the giving, not the receiving.
Whoa, let me get this straight. So I should be giving people presents?
That's right, Cheez-It.
Even the shinies?
Well, I know you're a Rotonga. That's kind of hard to do.
Oh, it sure is.
Cheez-It?
Yeah?
To learn the true meaning of Frostbell.
Yes?
You will be visited by three ghosts.
What? Three ghosts?
Nah, I'm just screwing with you.
Oh, brother.
You see, Cheez-It, I give presents not to reward your good deeds, but through the kindness found in my heart that one day you will pass on my act of kindness to someone in need.
You mean like Lucan? I think he's in dire need of some love.
Indeed he is, but Lucan is a first-class douchebag, and douchebags don't get presents. And that, my little Rotonga, is the meaning of Frostbell.
Oh! Whoa, wait, what? How was that the meaning of Frostbell? Not even sure that was the real Santa Claus. Ah! My cheese is gone! He stole my cheese!
I'm telling you, that meaning of Frostbell stuff is really deep.
I am deep. I.
Deep in something, anyway.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Sometimes I wonder how this show would be if I did drink.
Oh, God.
I like to tell you, it's much more comfortable.
Oh, brother. Okay, so, as we reported earlier, the servers are down until tomorrow. Shoot.
What?
Econec. I think I'm saying that correctly. On AB asked a question, and I must have missed it. Resubmit your question, please. A lot of chat going on there. I didn't see it. Wondering if Cheez-It wasn't actually a brigand. No, he's...
He's a swashy.
He's a swashy.
That's where he gets his stabby from.
Stabby! Stabby!
You know, if I do end up going to Frostfell, I'm actually thinking about going as Doofu.
I could see Doofu having a good time. Cheez-It would have a good time, too, you know.
Well, I don't think I can dress up like Cheez-It. But I could dress up like Doofu. And I think...
Oh, you mean a fanfare, not Frostfell.
Oh, did I say Frostfell?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry, I meant if I go to fanfare. I could see Brass and Doofu hanging out and having a good time.
Absolutely. I could always use a challenge as a drinking buddy. Most of the time we finish fanfare, I end up at a pub, usually the Kellethan pub down there towards Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people all want to go to bed at 3 in the morning, and I don't know what's the matter with them.
What? 3 in the morning? That's when Dwarven the bars open!
Correct. The rest is just warm-up.
Well, I should actually say, Dwarven bars kind of change shifts then, because they're open 24-7, 365 days a week, and I'm drunk out of my... Brass, how are you, Toots?
Right tired, sir. Right tired.
Oh, you're a hard-working dwarf. You're credit to the race.
Someone has to be. Make up for you.
Yeah, no
I've
kidding.
Heard tales about you.
What?
My new cheese that tells these stories, so I never know if it's complete or not.
Probably all true.
All right. So, yes, as we reported, EQ2 down probably till tomorrow morning sometime.
They want to do it right for you.
They want to do it right. They don't want to go all half-assed and bring it up and then have a whole bunch of people going, oh my god, I'm missing stuff. Why is my character naked? Actually, I really don't think you'd have a lot of people complaining about that.
There was one time when characters ended up naked.
Was there? Yeah. Oh, that's right. There was some suit of armor or something like that that was messing stuff up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a few months ago, I think.
A while back, yeah.
So, yes, they'll do it right. And when EQ2 comes up, Freeport will be all new and shiny.
Yeah, and it's great looking.
I mean, I remember when I first started an evil character, you know, me little Ratty Bonga Shadow Knight, and was kind of disappointed because Kinos, it's all grand and stuff, and this makes Free, you know, made evil look stupid. Like...
It's
really?
A slum.
We're completely evil. We take everyone else's money, their livelihoods, and everything else, and we can't manage to build a proper town. Really?
Yep,
have you
right
seen
there.
How the mafia lives, right? So we should be all glitzy, shiny, be driving the Baratheon equivalent of Rolls Royces. You know, I'm really, really pleased that they've changed things around.
I think they did an excellent job. They took the scum out of the city and made it grand.
Aye, mm-hmm. As it should be. I mean, there's, you know, who says evil doesn't pay? I'm pretty sure it does.
Very true, very true.
Ask anyone on Wall Street.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
I didn't say that out loud.
Get a little Sopranos music going on there.
Yeah, indeed.
That's it. I can see a music video being made. The Sopranos theme going on, some guy just slowly driving around with his horse.
Woke up this morning.
I can see it.
In Freeport.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I think I should have my own little contest.
Should you?
This contest will be, I think I'll take 3 of the worst trolling posts from tonight, because they can be really quite egregious.
Oh.
I love using that word, because it's a great word. And say... Now, you're community manager for a day. Pin us your responses to these 3 posts. What would you do?
There you go.
Yep.
You should do that on the forum.
I think that would be
really
cool. Because sometimes I look at these, you know, the really bad ones, you can't take them seriously because you go, oh, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Does get a bit wearing at times.
We've lost a day of gameplay. I demand that we get a month for free.
Yeah.
Really?
That's fair, yeah. Okay.
How about the pony?
We have ponies in the game.
You can really, really understand the frustration. You know, we feel the frustration on this end as well. We'd love to do things as quickly as humanly possible. We'd love there never to be down times. We'd love to do everything perfectly. And, you know, sometimes technology's a little unpredictable. What really bugs me is when people claim incompetence, they have no idea how smart the people are that work here. They make me look like a complete freaking moron. It's, you know, when we have those big meetings, I'm the dumbest guy in the room, I tell ya. So it's, I don't know. Good people, it's just technology's difficult. Look at how long it takes any, like Microsoft or Apple or any of those guys. It takes them forever to get things out, and they don't always do it perfectly either.
You know, people.
The hardest working bunch of people I have ever worked with in any career in my entire life.
Tomato says that they wouldn't mind being your slave. So there you
really?
Go.
Oh, yes, you would. No. What you should do before you say something like that is you should contact some of these staff members, like a Sulith or a Radar X or something. Ask them what it's like to really work for me. You do not want to work for me. I don't even know why these people stay.
Hey, how about...
That's it. They just want to be a slave for a day.
Oh, just for a day?
Yeah, be your minion for the day.
No, they really don't. Oh well, maybe we can do that. I mean, we could certainly. You know what? I always need. I always need someone to follow me around at fanfare and hold things for me and
hold your keg.
You know, help people take pictures and all that kind of stuff.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Look, I have a friend here who, in an IM, just sent me the message: "Your team stays because of Stockholm syndrome." Oh, thanks very much. Thank you so much.
For those of you who don't know, Stockholm syndrome is when you start identifying with your captor and actually take their side. I'm telling you,
when
I just
thinking beer and talking dwarfy, then I know I win, right?
There you go. I like it. Let's do it. I don't think that'd be a bad idea. Running a little contest on the forums. Who knows? Maybe give away some station cash. Wait a minute. Speaking of station cash, totally spontaneous station cash giveaway!
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun. Sorry, I couldn't come up with a theme song for that. So, know what we're gonna do? I'm gonna type something in the channel here. I do not.
I know what you can use.
What?
Dark Side of the Moon. Well, Pink Floyd's Money, Money, Money. There's a lot of cha-ching sounds.
He's looking up the sound effects now.
Nope.
No, it's too late.
Okay, ready, guys? Pay attention to the chat. Pay attention to the chat.
All right.
First friend to send me a PM gets in on this contest. First person, send me a PM. Click my name. And click PM, I believe. Yeah, click PM and send me a message, anything!
How do you PM?
Okay, first one. Well, it's one of those randomly generated names. It is MIBKUDZ5I. So, yeah. Copy that name. It's this person.
Okay.
You haven't won anything yet. Let me tell you what you got to do. We have, hypothetically speaking, we have three presents. I have one. Brass has one. Elkman Jenna has one.
Really?
Yes.
They're saying the clicking your name didn't work, huh?
Well, it worked on my end. I did it just to test.
You have to left-click on his name, and there's a little drop-down menu.
this was clearly a skill test in question.
Yes, it was definitely a skill test. But, yes, it's... Yes.
Left-click would have done it.
Okay. Whoever that is, got it. So, here's what we need to do. MIB... Cuds5i, whatever the hell it is. We each have, myself, Brass, and Elkin, we each have a little gift. They're not all the same. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. So what we need you to do is I need you to say in the channel, Elkin, Brass, or Jethel, and that'll depend, and that'll say who at what your prize is.
Really?
Alright, not seeing anything in here. Said brass.
Wait. You know, I'm supposed to be looking for some message here in Skype, aren't I? How the hell do I find those?
I should just be up in Skype.
I know, but, you know, they changed the whole Skype interface, and I'm an old dwarf.
All right, down toward the bottom there, the second icon over looks like a chat bubble.
Yeah, click it, and then it opens up the chat window.
Click on that, and that'll tell you what the prize was.
All right, so am I supposed to announce it now?
Yes, you can go ahead and announce it.
All right. The thing that I've been assigned is a signed poster.
Yes.
Wait, signed poster of what? Is this a Justin Bieber poster?
Exactly. This is a Justin Bieber poster signed by the gay and lesbian community. No, kidding. This is a launch poster for EverQuest 2 that has been signed by the original launch team.
Oh, terrific. That's actually pretty cool. Really hard to get those things these days.
Okay,
really tough.
Let me go back to this person as I am.
Hey, I'll have an extra prize as well. It's not EQ2 related, but it's pretty cool and really hard to get hold of, okay?
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
So put me down for another one and tell me who's winning it.
All right.
Okay, well, let's try this again.
All right, again.
Well, all right.
There we go. Okay, I just told the person to
send me their address.
Well, do you want to do another one? I mean...
Oh, sure. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So...
Okay. How do you want to handle
this? Give these guys some instructions. On the right,
yes.
if you're using the IRC channel that you get to from the online gaming radio, on your right side of the screen... If you do not have them opened up, you will have two buttons up here. At the bottom, you should see something that says Menu. If you click Menu, it should open up a listing of everybody's name in the chat channel.
Oh, if you click on Show User List.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Then, if you find Jethel's name and you do a left click, there'll be a little pop-down menu under his name. It'll say PM, who is, and ignore.
Okay.
Is everybody everybody got this so far?
So the first person who sent me a PM wins that signed poster?
No, sent me.
Oh, sent you. Oh, okay, got it.
So everybody in the channel knows how to do it this time.
Yes, Angelicoria, you got it straight now. Now I see how it works. This is too hard! Do you know what time of night it is? I haven't had nearly enough beer to do this kind of hard work.
Okay. Or we can figure out another way of doing it. We can just roll a dice and pick someone randomly.
Yep.
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, Brass said she was going to toss in another prize.
I have another prize. All right. As you know, we're developing an amazing game here called PlanetSide 2. Any of you ever play it? Or any of you ever play the original PlanetSide?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, so, FPS shooters, not my sort of thing. They're hard. They're twitch-based. They're really difficult. I couldn't be talked into playing them. But then my husband one day, he says... Oh, so, SOE makes this game called PlanetSide. This was years ago, right? And it just came out, and we started playing, and I realized that, you know, I don't have to be a Twitch player. I can be an engineer, I can be a medic, I can be an infiltrator, and, you know, I can repair stuff and do all sorts of amazing things, and I made a pretty decent gunner. I didn't have to be a Twitch player. So this is the only FPS game I ever played. Now we're working on PlanetSide 2. And I have some Vera exclusive t-shirts available. So whoever wins this, just let Jethel know two things. Your shirt size and what faction you prefer for PlanetSide 2. We got the Terran Republic. They're kind of like the dwarves. We've got the New Conglomerate. They're like the boring-ass humans. And then we've got the Vanu. They're your purpley elfing type people. So if you just, whoever it is that wins this, just send Jethel your t-shirt size and your address, of course, so that we can send you your t-shirt of choice, one of those three factions.
Okay, so how do you want to determine who wins?
Don't care.
Don't care?
No, okay.
You want to shuffle the prizes again and then...
No, look, see, we got anybody who actually comments about PlanetSide here. See, Tomato, engineers in PlanetSide were gods in the early days. Agreed, that was my favorite class of all. And Taka's referring to his Vanguard. You'd be surprised at how good they are in the new iteration. I can hardly wait till we go to beta with it. So, yeah, well, one of those guys who mentioned it.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, you choose.
Well, let's give it to Tomato.
Tomato?
Yeah. Because engineers were gods in the early days. Hell, they're gods now. As a matter of fact, actually, who else here? Alright, so, see, Tomato, what faction do you want your t-shirt from? He's not even paying attention now. Hello?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, is he?
He's probably typing.
He says Vanguard.
He's...
I think. No, maybe.
No. Vanguard is a... Oh, Terran. Okay. So a Terran t-shirt for Tomato, and then Vanu Forever Buttermilk, who took the time to type it in the proper purple, will get a Vanu shirt. And who's the guy who said about the new conglomerate up there? Okay. New conglomerate, boring-ass humans with shotguns by Taka. We're going to give him the new conglomerate shirt. So if you can just please send Jethel your shirt sizes, we'll make sure that you get them out.
And that's demon@kithacore.org.
All right. So make sure you contact Jethel, because I'm not going to remember this conversation in the morning.
Name, address,
all right,
and shirt size. And just for the shits and giggles, put in the type of shirt that she's supposed to be sending you.
Yeah, because otherwise you might get the wrong faction, and then you'll really be peeved. I mean, can you imagine me in a Vanu shirt, really? No.
This is going to get weird, you know.
What?
Well, people are going to be sending me emails all over the place. Okay, so it was Tomato, who else? Buttermilk?
Tomato, Buttermilk. See, Buttermilk is still typing in purple. Uh-huh. And Taka for the new conglomerate.
Taka. To find Taka. Oh, there it is, Taka. I'm just writing this down.
demon@kithacore.org.
That's right.
Alright.
Anyway, I would, you know, if you're an MMO player and you've never done an FPS before, I highly recommend PlanetSide. I mean, the existing game, there's not that many people playing it now, you know, in the several thousands, but it's a really good introduction to an FPS game that doesn't require you to be a crazy Twitch-happy caffeined up person. Alright, so, yeah, sorry for hijacking your
show. Right.
Talk about PlanetSide 2. I'm just so excited about the fact we just saw some early alpha builds of the game, and it's exciting.
That's quite alright. Alright, well, what else is there to talk about tonight?
Mercenaries.
Mercenaries. I can hardly wait for them.
Now, I had a taste of some mercenaries.
Have you? And what did you think?
I ran around with a priest, just because I figured what I needed the most was to be healed, and it worked out pretty good. I liked it. I'm personally waiting, can't wait to get my hands on a merc. You can find them in, like, the taverns. The one I found was in South Kinos at the time. I had a dwarven cleric. Let's see, where else did I find them? In Freeport, they were in, East Freeport I saw some? In one of the taverns? No. Anyway, majority of the taverns in any of the cities, the main part of the cities, you will be able to find mercenaries to hire. I don't remember being able to put them in my house. They didn't change that, did they?
Oh, sorry, I was coughing on my own pride here.
That's okay. The mercenaries you can't put in your own house, right?
No.
You can suspend them and then recall them.
I suspect you'll see a lot of changes to mercenaries over the coming years as well as we determine what they're good for and where you should keep them and that sort of thing. Yeah, how much do they cost? You know, to tell you the truth, I'm really interested to find out how much they cost too, because...
I think it was like maybe 5 plat at most, if I remember right, to buy the merc at the start. And then it wasn't a whole lot of gold after that. 25 gold a half hour. Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot. I don't know if you get charged when they're suspended with you or not, but...
I wouldn't think so.
I had Buku bucks on me, so I wasn't really watching it that much.
Oh, bragging again, are we?
Well, I was on beta, and the beta guy gave me, like, almost 2,000 coins, and I was like, whoa! Then they fixed him. Anyway, yeah, I had those money bags over there for a while.
Maldito says, no charge while suspended. Yeah, I didn't think so. Oh, but 25 gold to unsuspend. Not a bad thing at all.
Well, if you're going someplace and if you're soloing and you need that little extra oof, you know, that's where the mercs are going to come in.
All right.
If you're buddied up with a person and you go, wow, we could do this if we just had a healer. Hey, go get a merc.
Or in our case, I play a mystic. My husband plays a ranger. Well, you know how
tank.
Much time they'd spend flat on their backs, but we need a tank.
You need a
and
tank.
And you can never get a freaking tank.
Or if you've got a tank.
We'd much rather have a real tank. But if
right.
you can't get one, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night and you've only got an hour to play or something like that, then a merc makes perfect
tank and
sense.
A healer, maybe you're looking for a bard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to ramp up the DPS. There was one thing I didn't get to experience, but I did get to see. I did get to see one of the rare mercenaries that you will be able to find throughout the world. Yes. I was lucky enough to be shown one. And you'll be amazed at the fact that you probably will not expect to see these where you might expect to see the mercenary. In other words, if you... let's take one of the naggy snake women people. You know,
right.
You may not be able to find... You may not find them where they normally hang out. You may find them someplace else. So you need to be on the lookout for... if you see an NPC that may not normally be where they're supposed to be, that might be a rare mercenary.
Interesting.
If I remember right, they were... Was it 25 or 30 plat to buy? And then something like a plat every 30 minutes or something like that. It wasn't too outrageous, but it could run up very fast when you have one of these guys with you.
I know that when I did the webcast with the EQ2 guys and we were talking about mercs, they hadn't yet settled on the price. I'm really kind of curious whether there's any more adjustments to come. I think they're going to see how things play out, how people use them. We can track a lot of cool stuff now.
They're saying 30 plat with 7 plat every 30 minutes.
For the rares?
Yeah. But
yeah,
and they were talking about if they can suspend them or not. Right now it's sort of up in the air if you can suspend them. I do know at the time, now this may change, because this was given to me in beta and I had to keep my mouth shut, that if a person finds one of the rare mercenaries, more than one person can have that mercenary. So there could be several people with the rare mercenary, but when they are released, they're all removed from the world at that point.
I see.
So, and they do have a very long spawn time. How long, I do not know. But one that you probably wouldn't want to sit in camp for. You know.
There's so much to discover in Age of Discovery. I guess it's decently named. You know, I really want to see how the mercs work. I really want to see how the beast lords work with their warriors. I really want to see how the dungeons work that we're going to be building. I'm just so excited.
Well, the thing is, I was grouped with Jethel when I had the mercenary, the priest mercenary, and I could tell the mercenary to protect him or me. And at the time, I said, go protect Jethel. And the sucker took off running after Jethel to go heal him. And I thought,
wow.
Oh, that's cool. You know, and I could tell him to... There was three options that you could do, you know, to protect me or assist me. And he would get in and fight the mob with me. Of course, he would heal, but he would fight the mob with me. He was really good on getting rid of cures. It was nice having him along with me. I did some things that maybe I shouldn't have done alone, but I had him with me, so I had that little extra fallback, you know. I don't see them being something... Yeah, there was another thing about the rare mercs that they give you... The reason why you'd want one of these rare mercenaries with you is they are almost equal to having a whole full party with you.
Hmm.
Almost. The way it was explained to me.
The way that Smoke Jumper explains it is that, but they're a little bit dumb. And they have to be a little bit dumb, because otherwise nobody would need real players, and we'd much prefer you have real players. So that makes some sense, too.
But I could see a group minus one, because they count as a group member. And you have a rare mercenary. And maybe your group has not been able to take on this content before because of whatever reason. You know, this rare merc might give you that edge. I'm saying might, because I'm not certain and I don't know yet. But I seem to believe that he would give you that extra little edge to maybe get you past that point that maybe you haven't been able to with your normal group. Because you didn't have that extra oomph, you know?
Yeah.
So, this is... They're going to be interesting to get. They get three-man PR with... The person I was talking to said they were able to use the rare merc and solo PR. But I've heard of other people doing that, too. But I don't know what type of gear they had with them, either. But,
I can hardly wait to find out, really. I mean, I love the fact that there's still things to be learned about what's coming into this expansion.
The mercenaries, I'm excited about. And, of course, the dungeon creators... The fact that you'll be able to get different layouts, different ways. Any way that they can bring in a reward to the game is any way that you could probably get a dungeon layout or items for your dungeon. And there's going to be some nasty ones out there. I can see the possibility of making them nasty. But I can also see people really trying to plan these out and making them want to be playable.
Oh, indeed. And that's the best thing about it, is that you can properly rate them too. So if it's just a kill fest, it's not going to be any fun for anyone. But if it's well designed, well laid out, challenging, interesting, and that sort of thing, then they're going to get high ratings.
And you can move the exit and entrance. You should be able to. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be all different ways of setting this up and coming into these dungeons. So you may have done this layout before, but you don't know how this person has it laid out. And anything that can be placed into a house can be placed into these dungeons. So you've got teleporters you can use. You add fake walls. Because you come in one place may not mean that's where you're going to end up. End up having to go out.
And as Taka says, plus you can put in player-made books with stories and content. That's what I'm really keen on. And I know one of the things that Greg Spence really wanted to put in, and I don't know if he got it in before they locked and loaded, but he wanted to put it in so that you could change some of what the NPCs said or that sort of thing, just to enable you to move the stories forward. And I'm really, 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 really cool about this.
So
the updated license agreement makes this promise not to plagiarize stuff. Yeah, please don't, you know, like, copy a Dragonlance book and stick it in your dungeon.
No, but I can see people, I mean, there's already been examples of what people could do for, like, the Halloween contest. Who was it on our server that created the friggin' maze? That was incredible.
Very cool stuff.
And you had books you had to, you know, you read the book and it gave you instructions on what to do next and where to go and... basically what you were looking forward to in facing this maze of a house, a haunted house, and what your goals were. So you could strategically place, you know, books in your dungeon telling people, you know, they fight their way into this one room, and there's instructions in the book on what they have to go to next, you know?
Right. Okay, so Torin from Antonia Bale asks if we have any plans for reduction or elimination of house and guild hall maintenance. No. Prestige line of guild halls, not at this time. I know they put them into EQ, so I mean it's always a possibility for the future. If you want them, just make sure you post on the forums or, you know, write Smoke Jumper a note or something. What is the other thing here? I like this comment from Cromwell. I'm addicted to EQ too as well, but thank God the Jethel show was tonight. Makes the night better. I have to tell you, I agree. We'd all be sitting here just staring at our screens going, please come up, please come up. It gives us a good place to talk together. And Wildlock says, since EverQuest 1 was also an SOE product, are we allowed to pull lore in, etc.? What better use of the lore than to stock your dungeon with interesting stories? Oh, absolutely, you can do that. I think what they mean is they don't want you plagiarizing published novels and that sort of thing.
Now, there's one other thing that I did not get to experience because I couldn't get back to beta in time when I heard about this. Erolus is coming back to Norrath.
Yeah.
Adelisi will be back, indeed. And I know that Jethel's been waiting for a long time for that.
That's right. It's time for Jethel to start spreading the love again.
Yeah, whatever. We'll see what Elpin has to say about that.
If Erolus came back to Norrath, Elquin may end up becoming a wood elf again. She's a dark elf right now.
I said that if she came back,
you know, her little storyline might just kind of go, oh, okay. Because she's been on the outs because of Erolus being gone, too.
Well, that makes perfect sense. You can make a great story out of that. Citadelli asks whether the feature pack will be available in separate purchases in the future, given the new free-to-play model. Certainly not currently. That question has been asked more than a few times, so I know it straight from Smokejumper that there are no plans to break it apart at this time. But when you think about it, what were we selling the what are them vampire elf things called again? Good lord, someone remind me. Come on, tell me. It's
not to bloods.
Free bloods.
Here we go.
See, I even got it me own self. The free bloods. They were like $25 a piece, unless you wanted to wait the 6 months and wait them out that way. And we sold a gazillion of those. So, you know, you're looking at something that's almost the cost of the expansion as it is, just for if we were to sell beast lords and that sort of thing. So. No plans to break it up at the moment. And Torin is talking about the plans for a dungeon based on the EQ1 Faedark champions that would tie into the Raincaller Heritage storyline. What a great way to bring that storyline back. I love the ideas. We have to have contests for this sort of thing.
I can see it happening.
Indeed.
And then, of course, the Beast Lord's coming. I mean, there was... Yeah. When I played it, it reminded me a lot of don't groan, Jethel. It reminded me a lot of the hunters from WoW.
Ah!
See, I knew that.
Yeah,
but only because of the fact that I was allowed to, after a certain level, go out and tame other creatures.
Right, okay. Which the old Beast Lords from EQ1, you have a creature based on your class or
and that was
your
it.
Base, and that's it.
And all the different classes, you know, I think Sam's got a list. I've got my own list. You know, where's my list? That's not the right list.
Sorry, I'm being so quiet. I'm actually trying to get all this. I've gotten the emails in about the t-shirts. I'm forwarding the software to Linda.
Yeah, be sure to email them to me and we'll get them shipped out tomorrow.
But, like, bats, okay, free bloods, Arisais, and dark elves get those. Okay, bears, the gnomes, and the dwarves, and the ogres get those. Hawks, humans, fays, and high elves. Tigers, I can never say druids.
Erudite.
Erudites. I don't know why.
Druids are not quite erudite enough to say erudite.
Yeah, I think I just should replace the E with an A, and then I'd probably say erudite. Karens and Rotongas. And I know a lot of people think, oh my god, a little Rotonga with a tiger, but I've seen it and it's cute. There's the wolves go to barbarians, half-elves, halflings, and the wood elves, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Reptiles go to Iskars and the Sarnak, which sort of figures. And the reptile they got is this strange-looking beast that's sort of a... I don't know... But it's Kunarkian and okay. Aquatic, they get alligators to start with. And that's froglocks and trolls.
That makes more sense.
And then, like I said, at level 10, then you can branch out. And I thought it was kind of cool that if you start out with a tiger, okay, the feline family, and maybe you really want a white lion, you can go tame a white lion and it will replace the graphic of the tiger.
There you go.
But if you want the tiger back, at the time in beta, this may change. They may have they were talking about possibly having a list to pick with that once you tame the look, you can always switch back to that. But if you want a tiger again, you just go and tame another tiger. There is no leveling up the creature. Okay, like in WoW, if you wanted a different creature, you had to go tame it, then level it up to your level. All you're doing is taming for the look. And this is going to get really involved because each one of those classes, the bats, the felines, the bears, the aquatic, the other ones I named, all have sub-listings as far as the AA tree lines go, if I remember right. So when you get a feline, it starts accumulating AAs. You can assign those to the feline family to make it more powerful or whichever, right. Because some of them are going to be tanks, some of them are going to be defensive, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you'll have to spec them differently. But and then there's one AA in the tree line of the Beast Lords that you get way, way up there that allow you to do exotic tames. Like, for instance, a Phaedric, which I thought was kind of cool. There's four, unless they change it, there's four exotic pets that you can get, which I thought was pretty cool.
Four erotic pets?
Exotic.
Well, I was going to say, erotic, what the
heck? Keep it under control now.
I know.
You're not going to be taming sirens anytime soon.
Oh.
So you're sort of playing a little Pokemon there. You got to get them all. Got to tame them all.
Yeah.
But the only drawback is you have to be able to, now this was at the time of beta, it may change, but you do have to engage the creature and beat it down to a certain level before you can start taming it, which kind of goes along with what I had to do in WoW.
So if you want an erotic pet, you have to engage. You have to engage her first.
Exotic.
Oh,
that's it. We're not, Jethel. We're not inviting you to the next episode of your show.
So next week it'll be the Elkin and Brass show. Is that it?
That's correct. The class level will be raised several points.
And I wouldn't say that there's a pet grind. No, there's no pet grinding.
Don't say the word grind around.
No.
I hate the grind.
You know, you're going to have to decide on, okay, I want this sort of, I want a bear or I want a, you know, an aquatic for my tank line. And maybe concentrate on there. There's nothing stopping you from having one sort of pet in each one of the subcategories of, you know, a bat, a bear, a hawk, a tiger. Well, I think it's not tiger, but feline and... what's the other word for canine? Bears, hawks. So you can have one. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Somebody linked earlier. They have a pretty good guide on the EQ2 wire. I'll just read it as well. Cause it's lots of information there.
Yeah. So you have 7 normal creatures plus the 4 exotic that you can get. You can have them all. But you may have to focus on just a few to bring them up, you know. But there's no stop. It's not. There's going to be a race. I know that there's going to be a race when the servers come back up about who's going to have the first Beast Lord at level 90. But I'll tell you something. They're still going to have a lot of work to do as far as bringing their pets up with them.
All right. We just got a retweet. David Gorenson's. Tweet here says the best laid plans of mice. Sigh. We launch tomorrow at 10 a.m. Script. The background data scripts took way longer to run than anticipated. Sorry.
That's just because there's so many of us that love the game.
I couldn't possibly.
Got all these accounts and all these art also have to get moved over.
But when are we going to get craft lords? Kind of like Beast Lords, but Craft Lords, being like craft stuff to follow us around. Personally, I want a pet cake.
Yep.
I'll call him Cakey. Oh.
You need to go play Free Realms if you want that. Hey, can I interrupt for another bit of an update here?
Absolutely.
It's not so much of an update, but I just wanted to mention that Rich Lawrence, who is our chief technical officer with SOE, just posted to the EQ2 thread that's called ETA on unlocking the servers. Can I link that in our chat?
Go right ahead.
All right. The very last post in that thread is by Rich Lawrence, a man I have a lot of respect for. He runs the platform team, and he's spent quite a bit of time there explaining some of the reasons why the servers are down, and that's really good. My God, these people work hard. So anyway, if you have the time or inclination, if you want to read through that, please do pass on the good word. Now let's get back to Beer and Warders.
Gotta love those warders. I'm even thinking about making one. And I don't usually do alts. I have Nindy, I have Crema, which is Crema Teorium, who's is the highest level alt, quote unquote, I have. She's like in her 60s, but she's a 90 level crafter. And I'm bringing up another Nindy. She's just coming up in her 60s in crafting. I do crafting alts more than I do adventure alts.
Right.
But I think Beast Lord would be the next one I'd actually want to take all the way up to level 90 and do the whole gearing system and the whole thing, because I think Beast Lords are going to be one heck of a class to play.
Oh, I agree.
All right. So by the time I get home tomorrow night, hopefully everything will be up and perfect. Brass guarantees it.
Sure hope so, because, we've got people working here all night, and we're going to be in the rest of us who can't help the code be pushed along will be in early in the morning as well to support the rest of the crew.
So a lot of people are sleeping on the floor in their bags down
I can
here
tell you that this morning when I was walking over to help set up for the EQ2 webcast, there was a guy coming out of the building to put his sleeping bag and pillow back in his car. So, yeah, these people take these games real seriously. Anyhow, it's been a pleasure to be a part of this broadcast again. I really miss you guys.
Grass, we love you. We love you to pieces.
Yes, we sure do.
Go. What is this now, the sixth time you've been on the show? Possibly
well,
more.
We're not counting. Because it makes me feel old.
You know our fifth anniversary is going to be coming up?
Ours?
The show, that is.
Yeah.
In May.
Wow. Next year.
Yes. Well, no, hon, this year. We already missed it, damn it. No. No, Brass, we love you to pieces. We love having you on. We want you to come back many, 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 many times. Hopefully we can work out a better system for giving stuff away. Oh, brother, I did send you an email with the addresses that I got.
Thank you very much, and we'll get those t-shirts sent out. Thank you all for joining us. Great to talk with you.
Now, I want you to go home and, for God's sakes, get some sleep.
Oh, yeah, I'll get around to that. I've still got a bit more messaging to do. As soon as I get that done, I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I love you guys. You make this show great. Normally we get maybe 50 people listening live, but, we make up for it in the downloads.
And tonight we have a captured audience.
Isn't it great?
Tonight, we more than tripled our normal audience. We had, like I said, normally we get about, 40 or 50 or whatever. 150 people tuned in tonight.
Wow. Thank you for tuning in.
You guys rock. Live. Thank you all very much. I'm going to get this podcast up probably tomorrow or the next day.
Oh, don't listen to him. He'll probably have it up tonight.
Oh, last week I waited until Saturday, actually. But
really?
Yeah. Just didn't get around to it. And you had me watching Warehouse 13.
Yeah, I finally got caught up. I love Warehouse 13. I've loved it ever since it came out. I love Eureka, too, and I'm sad that this is its last season.
Yeah.
But Netflix had 25 episodes of Warehouse 13. I went, because I've missed some. I was some I actually missed. So I'm caught up to the third season, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start watching that again. I really enjoy Warehouse 13. And yes, it is an excellent show.
And I have started receiving submissions for the new caption contest. Remember, that's
good.
Going on at kithacore.org. We'll be running it from now until next Monday. Next Tuesday, we will announce a winner for 1,000 station cash. We got it. We're giving it away.
Yep.
So make sure to go to kithagore.org. Click on that link there. It says, what the heck does it say? It says, holiday contest number 2, free station cash. Click on that. Use whatever image editor you got. Paint Shop Pro, Photoshop, whatever you got. Fill in the little caption bubble there. Submit it to demon@kithacore.org, or you can reply in the comment section on that post, and you can upload images. And next Tuesday, we will give away another 1,000 station cash. Anything else?
That's it. For me. I'm at the end of me beer.
And at the end of your rope.
Indeed, something like that. I've got a little bit of editing a post to do, and then I'm off as well. I just got word from Smed that he'd like me to say that we expect it to be at 10.
All right. Now, why don't
you hope we can hit that.
Relay back to Smed that we appreciate everything that everyone does for us, and we want it up, up good rather than up soon.
We will do that. All right, let's check in again tomorrow.
All right. Good night, Brass. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning
in. Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, two badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.